Hello, this is Thompson Smiley, and I'm going to be looking at some events happening in July. But I want to begin by talking about one which is not only urgent, but is also, I think, very important for the not just Louisville, but for the development of the arts generally. As you may know, one of the world's great opera companies, and the most exclusive, is Glyndebourne Opera Festival, which takes place south of London. And they're currently doing a production which has been massively praised of Wagner's endless comedy, Die Meistersinger von Nuremberg, The Master Singers of Nuremberg. Well, if you could get yourself to London and come up with a dinner jacket, tuxedo or long dress as appropriate, £250, which is nearly $400 a seat, you might be able to get a return for this sold-out production. But through the latest in the miracle of digital relays, it's possible this week, I think through July 3 only, to watch this production on your laptop. Now, this is the first time in history that a major production, any production of an opera, has been relayed, streamed, I believe is the correct word, to your laptop. And I watched much of it last Sunday, but it's now available at any time of the day or night. And here's what you do. You go online and you, in the search column, you put in www.guardian, G-U-A-R-D-I-A-N, it's the name of a British newspaper, .co.uk, www.guardian.co.uk, and then you can put in opera in the search line or look for a link to Meistersinger from Glyndebourne. It's an absolutely stunning production done by one of the really great contemporary directors, who not surprisingly is a Glaswegian. His name is David McVicar. The casting is absolutely world class, as is the orchestra. But the point is, you can watch this and you can watch it in your own good time, and you can watch it with a pair of headphones and hear it better than if you paid $400 for a seat at Glyndebourne. And this, I think, is another in an extraordinary series of advancements in the broadcast of opera and its availability to the public for little or no investment. So be there, as they say, or be square before July 3, www.guardian.co.uk, The Meistersingers, direct from Glyndebourne. The month of July is particularly rich in events, and I think there are a number of lessons to be learned from scanning this listing of events, which I have courtesy of Culture Vulture, of which more in a moment. Culture Vulture is run by a friend called Jim Wilhelm. He's become a friend, and it's the most extraordinary service, irritated as so many of us are by the near impossibility of finding out what is live from the Met or from the Bolshoi Ballet at Tinseltown, Stony Brook, and occasionally Baxter. Jim Wilhelm has started this newsletter, which is available to anyone who wants to receive information on these events, which are among the best kept secrets in arts history. So remember, jim.culture.vulture, singular, at gmail.com. And looking at this list, the first thing that jumps out at me, apart from, you know, the usual suspects like As You Like It in Central Park and the Louisville Chorus, is a relay from the Paris Opera Ballet. It's a live transmission from France of a ballet called The Children of Paradise, Les Enfants du Paradis. And this is on Saturday, the 9th of July at 1:30 at Baxter, which is entering the arena as a major resource for this kind of transmission of performances from the world's great opera houses and ballet houses. If you make only one outing this month, then make it on July 13, which is a Wednesday at 6:30, and go to either Tinseltown or Stony Brook for what I consider one of the greatest productions of any comedy in any genre, and that's the Metropolitan Opera's current production of Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment, or in French, Les Filles du Régiment. This is really the ideal opera for people who think that opera singers have to be fat and wear horned helmets and sing in German in the dark, and that all the tenors must match them pound for pound, because the two singers who take the leads in this production, which I've now watched, I suppose, a dozen times, either in the cinema or else on DVD, are Nathalie Desailly and Juan Diego Flores. I put it to you that Nathalie Desailly is the best comedienne in the business at the moment. She is the funniest lady I have ever seen since Lucille Ball retired from the scene, and she sings the part of the daughter of the regiment, I think, more beautifully than Joan Sutherland. The only thing is she does it lying on her back or with her feet in the air or all sorts of other comic cuts. The daughter of the regiment was an opera which also often featured Luciano Pavarotti. Well, I have to say, at the risk of sounding iconoclastic, that young Mr. Diego Flores sings it better than Pavarotti, as well as looking like a matinee idol. The thing that stops the show is in the second act, when he has the famous aria, Pour Mon Âme, which is a graveyard of tenors and has no fewer than 9 high C's in quick succession. And usually what happens is they simply tune the orchestra down a tone or so, so he's singing a high B flat or something easier. But Juan Diego Flores pings off these 9 high C's as if it was the most natural thing in the world, and ends himself a huge ovation. So that's the Not Miss event at Tinseltown in Stony Brook, July 13, 6:30, The Daughter of the Regiment. Now, the interest continues throughout the month from July 14 to 17. We have Two Gentlemen of Verona, a rare opportunity to see Shakespeare's play, this time at Central Park in Old Louisville. And you may have heard mention of The Guys and Dolls, which is being done by Music Theatre of Louisville between the 15th and the 23rd. One very interesting development in Louisville's art scene, I think, is that there are all these niche theatre companies emerging. Last month you may have heard me talk about Chess, which was being presented as a premiere production at the Mex, and as soon as I was off the air I called to get tickets for it and failed to do so because it was completely sold out. And this month we're looking at an opportunity to see Equus, and this is feeding into what I think is a new and completely different way of doing opera and doing art, doing musicals rather. A Little Night Music will be presented by the as yet unnamed theatre company at the Mex, again from the 17th of July through the 23rd. And these are all small startup companies who have recognised a niche market. Maybe it is revivals of neglected Broadway successes. Maybe it's the gay market. Maybe it's the African American market, the nostalgia business, and have exploited that for their own gain. Low overheads, local artists sometimes, but always to a very acceptable standard, and they obviously are filling a distinct niche for the public. It's interesting at a time when so many of the majors like the Louisville Orchestra and the Louisville Ballet are in some sort of financial trouble, and orchestras and opera companies are closing all over the country, that these small niche local markets are reviving the notions of community theatre, obviously to great advantage. Just one last thing to notice in this busy, busy month of July. Well, two actually. One is a rerun of the Met's notorious Tosca. Actually, it's not nearly as notorious as the conservative critics would have you believe. You have a chance to judge for yourself on Wednesday, the 20th of July at Stony Brook Tinseltown. That's Tosca. And there was an absolutely wonderful production of Verdi's Don Carlo, all 5 acts of it, a piece that's rarely performed. I mean, Kentucky Opera did it once 20 years ago. It's a monster. But you can see the Met's marvellous production on Wednesday, the 27th of July, again at 6:30, Stony Brook and Tinseltown. In short, there's something like 25 events happening in the month of July which are not presented by the Louisville majors. And this, I think, is the most extraordinary development. So whether it's Equus or Don Carlo from the Met or Ballet from the Paris Opera or Shakespeare in Central Park, Louisville is cram-packed with action during the month of July, and I hope you'll sample some of its riches. Thanks very much. This has been Thompson Smiley.